Touchdown, Tigers!
Let's go!
He got it! Nifty move! Intercepted by Babineau. Witherspoon was in for it. My goodness, what a big play!
Welcome to Titans All Access. I'm Mike Keith. Coming up on this week's show, a special one-on-one as Titans receiver Mark Mariani swings by our Titans All Access studios to bring you up to date on his recovery from a broken leg. We have defensive end Derek Morgan wired for sound from last Sunday. Lessons in football for the ladies. We show you football 101 with the Titans. And we preview Sunday's game in Miami in the LP Keys segment. How have practices gone this week in preparation for the Titans showdown with the Dolphins? We find out from head coach Mike Munchak in this week's Pinnacle Preview.
Mike, rookie wide receiver Kendall Wright injured an elbow in the game against Chicago last Sunday. How has he come along in practice?
You would never know he's hurt. He's one of those special kind of guys. That, he had a rib last week. He's got the elbow this week. He refuses to take a play off. He doesn't listen to Don. I mean, he just wants to go play and compete. He loves it so much. And luckily, his elbow's responding, and he didn't miss any reps today in practice. And so I don't think we'll have any problem having him ready for Sunday.
Is the feeling that Deuce Latuhi will remain your starting right guard for now?
Yes, he will. Now that Leroy is officially on injury reserve for the year, and that's why we made the move. We thought that Deuce is really a true guard, a big, good-sized kid, brings some energy to the offensive line, has a bunch of starts. Started in the Super Bowl a couple years back, and that way we can let Kevin stay as the swing guy, and rather than having to make a double move during the game if a center gets hurt. So we're excited for him. I feel really bad about Leroy. I mean, the guy's worked hard. It just seems like a shoulder, an elbow. It seemed like something would come up and bother him. This is very unfortunate because it's going to be a long rehab.
One of the guys he'll see up front is a guy that you used to see every day in practice, Randy Starks, who now plays for the Miami Dolphins. Been a Pro Bowler down there at one time, playing well right now.
Yeah, he is. He's done a nice job, and I'm happy for him. I mean, he was a good kid when he was here, and you could kind of one of those guys you wish never left. But he really has developed nicely there. We've played the couple times we've played him since. He's rushing the passer well, plays a three technique, does a great job for them. But yes, he's going to be a challenge to both guards. And he's one of the reasons they're doing so well in the run game. They're third best in the stop in the run, and he's a big part of that.
Jake Locker, when he gets back in there, will there be any limitations in how you'll be able to use him in terms of his style of play?
Not at all. I think Chris can call the same game that he would. We'll be smart. We're not going to call a bunch of runs where he has the, for quarterback runs, I should say. He'll probably get enough opportunities just in the pass, getting out of the pocket. So I think we'll just be smart on what we maybe protection-wise and some of the chances you take with him that way. But overall, I think if he plays this week, we should be able to call the same game we would for Matt.
What's your message to the Titans defense as you go to Miami?
This is a team that, as of date, is going to be very conservative. They know what they do, and they stick to it. They don't take a lot of risks. They do kind of like a little sugar huddle, so the defense is going to have to realize it's going to be warm. They're going to probably get a lot of plays, and hopefully the offense will help with that part. But just to realize that, again, that we have to put – these guys have done a great job finishing drives with touchdowns, and we got to get turnovers. And we've been struggling there as a team. We've been giving them up lately, and we haven't gotten them back. So that's going to be the challenge is to get a little pressure on this young kid.
That's Titans head coach Mike Munchak, and that's this week's Pinnacle Preview.
When Titans All Access continues, it's Football 101 to raise money for a great cause. Stay tuned. Last Saturday, the Tennessee Titans Women's Association hosted 125 ladies for a special event at Baptist Sports Park. It was called Football 101, and it gave these women the chance to spend 6 hours seeing what it was like to be an NFL player. They got a good taste of the physical and mental challenges facing the Titans every single day. Plus, they got to have some real fun in the process. The highlight of Football 101 might have been the special coaching seminar hosted by Titans coordinators Chris Palmer and Jerry Gray and special teams assistant Chet Parlavecchio. Palmer provided three ladies with a real treat, or challenge, however you want to look at it. These women wore a quarterback helmet and had to call a play just like the Titans quarterbacks do. They learned it was easier said than done.
For all you ladies that have a boyfriend or a husband or both, this will be very good for you. Okay? All right? This is our game plan. This is the formation. Zero puts the tight end to the right. Our Z, which is a wide receiver, who's off the line of scrimmage. Our X is here. And then our fullback and our halfback are in an I formation.
Jerry Gray taught defense, and the ladies learned that responsibility is the name of that game.
So what we do on defense is the first thing is, this is our philosophy. You got to stop the offense from advancing the ball, okay? React to the movement of the offense once the play begins and get the ball back for the offense. Impossible score. Man concept, lead weak, they're going to come weak side, right? Here's the thing we get a chance to see. As we get a chance, that's generally what we have to line up in and get all eight gaps.
Chet Carlovecchio gave the women the secret to the team's great special teams play, breaking down the Titans' maroon 6 punt return from the Detroit game.
Okay, watch every phase now. Watch the top. Watch the bottom. See the cell on the bottom? Now there goes Tommy disappearing. 1-2. Throw it back over. There's Griff. The contain man's gone. And that's how you make history. That's how you go down.
In all, the day provided a lot of fun for everyone involved, but it provided something even more important. A check for right around $7,500 to the Tennessee Breast Cancer Coalition. Great work, ladies. When Titans All Access returns, I'm joined by wide receiver Mark Mariani in studio to discuss bouncing back from his broken leg from the preseason. Number 83 is up next.
Pull up a chair and go one-on-one. Sponsored by Farm Bureau Insurance, where Tennessee turns to us.
On August 23rd, Titans wide receiver Mark Mariani suffered a compound fracture of his lower leg on this punt return against Arizona. Mark was immediately rushed to the hospital, where surgery was performed right away in order to stabilize the leg and avoid infection. So, how's Mark Mariani progressing from his surgery? Let's ask him. Mark Mariani, welcome to Titans All Access.
Oh, thanks for having me, man.
How you doing?
I'm doing really well. I'm glad to say the rehab and the healing is going real well. I'm in there every day training and working hard and hitting the rehab with the guys in there. So it's going really well. I think I'm a little bit ahead of schedule, which is always good. I do have a long ways to go, which is a bummer, but I'm looking forward to continuing the progress and getting back out there.
What's kind of the next step in the process that they're telling you?
You know, the next step, you know, is just picking up speed. You know, just to start jogging and to be on one leg right now is a little too much of a push, and I think that'll come in the next, you know, week or so. I do a lot of pool work, and so, you know, I've been on one leg in there doing some heel raises and stuff. So just the stabilization is coming along, and, you know, next will be hopefully out in the bubble and getting back on the field and catching some balls and hopefully starting to jog here before too long.
So the bottom line is the progress is good.
Yeah, it's going very well. I mean, I'm healing quickly and doing well. And, you know, for the first month, 6 weeks, it's so frustrating because you can't do anything. You just kind of lay there and do ankle flexibility. But now I'm picking it up. And today I had a bulk of work that took me, you know, forever. So it's awesome. I'm loving it. And they're putting me to work and they're grinding on me. So it's really good.
This is your first fall without football since when? Can you remember?
I can't even remember. It's been forever. Probably my redshirt year of college. But still, I was out there every day and grinding with the boys. And now I'm watching from the sidelines. So, you know, I think, to be honest, mentally it's been harder than it has physical. Just, you know, having to be on the sidelines on Sunday and all you can do is try to keep the guys' spirits up and get the crowd going. Not where I want to be, but glad to be a part of it. And, you know, the organization has done an awesome job keeping me a part of it and getting me involved off the field and that kind of thing. So I really appreciate that. But it's been tough on Sundays to watch the boys and not be able to help out on Sunday.
Without football, what have you been doing to occupy your time?
You know, well, like I said, the training room takes up a lot of it, which is it's a good thing. But, you know, my family's been around a lot. I got great friends that I've been able to spend time with. You know, in our line of work, we don't have weekends in the fall off. So I'm looking forward to doing a little hunting and stuff later this fall. And, just kind of, you know, enjoying the downtime a little bit, relaxing. But, you know, a lot of my time is occupied getting better and doing little things to make sure I'm on pace because I have one main goal, and that's to be back out there come May starting OTAs.
One thing that you have done this fall is on Thursdays you've been on the radio on our flagship station in Nashville, 104.5 The Zone. Really enjoy listening to you. Are you thinking broadcasting is something you might like to do during and then after football?
Well, I'll be honest with you. That was one of the things that I was, you know, started out with, like, hey, that'll be an hour that I can fill my time and get out of the house and do that sort of thing. And now it's one of the hours that I look forward to every single week. I love the guys out there, Brent and Clay and Blaine. And it's an awesome time, and I'm getting a lot of great feedback from the community and the listeners. So it's real cool. We have a good time, and you know, every Thursday from 5 to 6, I really I enjoy it. And so, you know, I don't know if I'm good at it or if I'm just a good BSer or what it is, but I really enjoy it, and it's something that I look forward to.
Team's having a bit of a tough time right now. What's kind of your advice to teammates going through this difficult period?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. And you know, the hard part is there's guys that have a lot of pride and, you know, a lot of motivation and a lot of determination. And it's hard when you go out there and you don't really mesh and that sort of thing. So, you know, we saw it on Sunday. It was hard in all phases of the game. And so when it's all phases and you can't just pinpoint one thing, I think it's just a mesh deal. We just need to come together better. And the hard part for me is, and I say this on the radio every week, is that when the bottle of our, you know, how much potential we have, once we open it up, we got a lot of weapons on offense and defense. We got young guys flying around everywhere. So if we can put it all together and utilize the potential we have, I think we're going to be dangerous. And I'll feel sorry for the people that stand in our way, but we haven't been able to do that yet. And I, you know, every week I'm looking for it because I know it's there for sure.
When you got hurt on August the 23rd and we heard they were taking you straight to the hospital, our first worry, the fans' first worry, was that your career was over.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like you're going to let that happen. Is it safe to say you're telling us right here you're playing football again?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Laying on the field in that pain, a lot of things go through your head, and that was for sure one of them. You know, I didn't know, and all I knew is that Dr. Elrod was down there just, you know, torturing my leg, whatever he was doing, setting the bones on the field. And so that definitely scared me. But it turned out I really lucked out. I just, my bones gave out first, and so I just broke my bones. No ligament or tendon damage, no joint damage. And so really it'll just be a timetable of when I can get back to 100%. And you know, it'll be baby steps. And when they shut me down, it was like, you know, we're going to just progress as you progress, and you don't have to be ready till May, but I can tell you right now that I will play football again. And you know, that's my daily motivation is I hate standing on the sideline on Sunday. It's not where I want to be. And if there's any, you know, better place that you can figure that out is watching the game on the sidelines on Sunday, because that's the biggest motivation I have right now, because that is not where I want to be.
We can't wait to see you play again. Mark Mariani, thanks for joining us on Titans All Access.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you. This is awesome.
More coming up on the show when we come back, actually. Derek Morgan, Wired for Sound. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Titans All Access. Derek Morgan is having a fine season for the Tennessee Titans. Morgan leads all Titans defensive linemen in tackles, is consistently getting to the quarterback, and, according to his coaches, seems destined for a multi-sack game basically any week now. The reason, they say, well, it's because of Morgan's effort. It's just been fantastic. See that effort for yourself in this week's Wired for Sound.
sir. Case, I ain't seen that celebration this year. What's good?
I'll give you one today.
Okay, I need it. I need it. You know me right there with you, cuz.
Hey, what you got?
So you about to do a photo shoot?
I'm trying.
Okay.
Hope they give me like four sacks in the photo shoot.
Oh, I feel you. I'm trying to be in it too. Oh, come on.
We had blast right here. That's too wide. He flexed out more, and that's too wide. I know what's called, okay? But that's too wide. Then all of a sudden, the ball goes back out the back door. I understand what we're doing.
Let's go! Nothing!
LP keys to victory at Miami on deck when Titans All Access returns. It's time for this week's Titans Rewind, brought to you by Ford.
December 20th, 2009. The Miami Dolphins will not quit. Trailing 24-9 at LP Field, the Dolphins score 15 fourth quarter points to knot the game and send it into overtime. When Miami wins the coin toss, the Titans' hopes appear to be bleak. But Michael Griffin and the Tennessee defense are determined that this big AFC game will not get away. Titans showing a five-man rush. Here they come. Pressure up the middle. And he fires deep downfield. Intercepted Griffin. Griffin 40. Griffin looking for room. He's going to fall down at the 42. Tennessee ran just three plays after the interception, setting up Rob Baronis to make a game-winning field goal from 46 yards out.
That's this week's Titans Rewind, brought to you by Ford. Drive one. It's time now for the LP keys to the game. Tennessee travels to Miami to meet the Dolphins. I'm joined by Titans general manager Rustin Webster, who has had a busy week. The Titans making some roster moves, changing the defensive line. Pinnell Egbo is released, and you bring in Jarius Wynn, who played at Georgia and then has been with the Green Bay Packers. What does Jarius Wynn give you on the defensive line?
Well, he can play. He can give us a strong run player at the left end position, and then also play some inside as well. He's 285 pounds. He moves well, so he can give you some inside rush and then good solid run player on the outside.
The Miami Dolphins, the opponent this week, they're 4-4 under new head coach Joe Philbin, a guy that a lot of people don't know much about. What has Joe Philbin brought to the Dolphins that has them off to a surprisingly good start?
I think just consistency. He's a very good offensive coach, dating back to his days as an offensive line coach at Iowa and then on to Green Bay. He is a very solid, sound, good football coach, and you can see that in the way they're playing. They're making improvement every week. They're playing good, solid football and scoring points.
The rookie quarterback, Ryan Tannehill, has surprised a lot of people with how smooth he has been in the first half of the season. What are Tannehill's gifts that have allowed him to get off to this good start?
Well, he's an athletic quarterback. He moves around well. He can buy himself time. He's an accurate passer. Got a good arm. So a lot of really solid traits. He's also strong in tangibles, good leader, all those things. So looks like they've got a good pick in Ryan Tannehill.
Miami has a feature running back, and it's Reggie Bush, and he's a name we've known for a long time. But when he was in New Orleans, he was not a feature back. So now we're seeing the guy we thought we'd see coming out of USC?
Yes. I mean, Reggie's a talented guy. In any way he's used in any type of offense, he's a threat. More of a feature player for the Dolphins, and I'm sure he's loving that. And he's a handful. He can break you down in the open field. Got the ability to hit the big run. He's worked hard, and it's good to see him having his success.
You getting ready to go into the bye after this one to get your fourth win of the year. How do you beat the Miami Dolphins?
Well, obviously, we have to win the turnover battle. That's something where an area where we have to get better. We need to turn the ball over on defense, and we need to protect the ball on offense. Just continue to grow the running game and hopefully come away with a victory. We can definitely do it, and our guys have kept a great attitude this week, and looking forward to going to Miami.
We'll see you Sunday at Sun Life Stadium.
Looking forward to it.
Coming up next week on Titans All Access, we've reached the latest bye week in franchise history and celebrate an anniversary, the 10th anniversary of Titans All Access. Keith Bullock, Kevin Dyson, and Frank Wycheck help me celebrate some of the best moments of the last 10 years next week on Titans All Access. For Rustin Webster, I'm Mike Keith. Thanks so much for watching, and we'll see you next week.